You met Joseph and Emily Wall earlier today on the church lawn. They were traveling with the Willie Handcart Company. Joseph, the protective big brother, was 17. Emily, his devoted little sister, was 16. They were your age, and they were traveling to Utah on their own with the Handcart Company. Their parents and their seven siblings were still in England. The family couldn't afford to travel together, so Joseph and Emily were sent first. Remember Joseph and Emily as you make this trek on your own. Early in the trek, on their way to Fort Laramie, during one of the river crossings, Joseph nearly drowned. While his sister looked on in horror, he went under the water once, struggled back to the surface, choking, only to find himself pulled under again and pummeled against the rocks on the river bottom. He fought his way to the surface once more and was rescued by another member of the trek who had been able to reach out and grab his hair and pull him to shore. Unfortunately, with the combination of exertion, the dirty water he'd inhaled, and the autumn cold, within days he was too ill to walk. The company leaders discussed leaving him behind to wait for the next company, but 16-year-old Emily refused to be parted from her brother. She promised to pull him in their handcart herself if they were allowed to continue. She must have put up a strong and loyal argument for her brother, because they continued to trek with the Willie Company. Emily, along with another little girl, pulled her brother in their handcart. She pulled him for many days through a very difficult stretch while he recovered. Levi Savage, another member of the company, reported the journey was particularly rough during these days, recording, "Especially hard days travel today. We had deep, sandy roads." And the next day he recorded, "Both people and teams are much fatigued by the sand again today." The following day, he recorded, "Very bad, sandy roads throughout the day, which combined with a very high wind rendered it the most arduous day's trip up to this point." During this time, they also experienced severe thunderstorms and torrential rains. High wind gusts tore the tents out of their hands and scattered everything. The rain poured down in sheets. It was everything they could do to keep track of each other. The oxen that pulled the supply wagons were frightened off by the storm, and as a result, rations were reduced, and an extra sack of flour was added to the weight of each handcart, including the one that Emily pulled. However, these two teens had received a blessing in England that promised them that if they were faithful and followed the counsel of their leaders, they would complete their journey safely. They continued on with extraordinary obedience, loyalty, and faith. Joseph and Emily both made it safely to the end of their trek. Just as you will.